Fuck your sister in holes, every single hole she had.
Wala maho chocha. I don't have.
I'm a fucking asshole.
That's right, you are a Croatian Italian asshole.
Right, I'm closed.
Piece of shit.
Thank you. Piece of shit, you too, fuck you.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Thank you everyone for listening with us here. I'm Carlito, your host. I'm joined tonight by Kokanee and Tuck. What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Love.
Love. How are you? Kokanee, you, sir. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Good. A little bit sick, actually. Been sick all bloody week.
Bloody. Wow. Look at you, Mr. British Subject. Dude, I am so tired. I'm really tired, gentlemen. And lady listening out there. I'm very, very tired. I almost thought about not doing the show tonight. Well, actually, almost didn't do the show because the PC we use for the Madhouse server, I decided to end. I uninstalled XP. I reinstalled it. I put in a new hard drive. And I put in...
Oh, God. Y'all people dicking with shit. Leave shit alone.
No, that's good. I put in Windows Server 2008 in there. And it's running pretty nicely now, but looks apparently I got it to work out, but I'm afraid we might have some technical issues. But anyway, I was able to get that all set up last night. Apparently the...
We always have some technical issues, don't we?
Well, audio quality sounds pretty good. I feel that sound. Looking at the levels, everything's holding well. So everyone can check. It actually sounds much better than it has in quite a while, if you ask me. And anybody out there, let me know. It's just one of them. Audio was A+, Mikey 129 says, well, good, thank you, man. And on top of that, dude, I'm so tired. I was up until 2 a.m. last night, working on this PC, up until 1 a.m. the night before, working on school stuff. At least next week we have, I've got spring break, and it seems like it's earlier and earlier every year. I can't believe it's going to be the second week of March. Shit. And it's spring break.
Well, this has been a late winter this year.
Oh, yeah, it's cold here. It's cold tonight. It's going down to the 30s. I know that's bullshit. Yeah. I know there's a big storm hitting Atlanta, Georgia, and the Carolinas and stuff. I don't know. Is it hitting Tennessee at all, or is that just dumping on the Carolinas and stuff on the coast?
The Carolinas. We missed it this time around.
Yeah, but you guys got dumped on quite a bit, from what I understand, so... Yeah,
quite a few times this year.
It's been cold everywhere. Tsunami, that didn't really happen. I was looking forward to the tsunami.
What epic fail that was.
I sent a tweet from the bar. Here's what happened. I got home from class, and I had left my phone off all day, my Android phone. I had my Windows mobile phone was on all day. I left my Android phone at home. I get home. And I turn on the Android phone, and it just starts buzzing with tweets from CNN breaking news. And it's like, you know, tsunami warning for Hawaii and shit. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I turn on, and they're like, yeah, 2.5 hours from now, tsunami's headed towards Hawaii. And I'm like, hell yeah. So I decided to go out. I went out to get some lunch, and then I went to the bar to go watch the TV coverage while I was drinking. I had like 2 beers. And nothing happened. It was the most boring thing because they were all like, okay, at 4.05 p.m. it's going to hit. 4.05 p.m. Eastern, you know? And it's like, and we got it on, the guy had it on CNN.
And this guy's surfing in the current.
Yeah. Everyone was like on pins and needles and waiting and nothing happened. It, like the water went up like 3 inches or something. I don't know. That was, geez, that's pretty weak sauce. I got upset. And I went to a bowling alley for this, and they had at the bowling alley, they got it set up now where you use a debit card and you get a card back. You get this little throwaway card, and you just put credits on there. You don't have to use change anymore, which I love. Because this particular bowling alley it was tokens, which I think is the biggest ripoff when you get tokens, because you got to put in your money for tokens and you got to use the tokens. You can't just get cash back. It's fucking bull. You know, and there was used to be this one place, this arcade here in Orlando, where the tokens were 3 for $1 instead of 4. You know, usually you can exchange even, you know, quarters for tokens. Not this place. This place, you put in $1 in the machine, it gave you 3 tokens, and it was horrible. Because all the good games are at least 50 cents each, or 2 tokens. So if you wanted to play more than one of instance of the game, you ended up spending at least $2. You were forced to play that third game, quite literally, because you couldn't use change. It's bullshit. But yeah, then I ended up losing my debit card as a result, because I had to take my debit card out, and I had two beers in me, and I slid in the machine, you know, to get fucking credits, and the next thing I know, I lost it. I don't know. Either there or where I had lunch at. But no, it can't be where I had lunch at, because I paid for my tab with my card. I paid for my tab there. I was thinking about this afterwards, so I had to cancel my debit card. It's not a big deal. I can write checks and stuff, but this is not... This is so inconvenient, you know? I live by the debit card. I don't know. Tuck, do you use a debit card? Coken, do they have those in Canada? I'm sure they do, right?
Of that shit.
Yeah, they have them up here.
Yeah, cool, yeah. Man. I got the Visa logo on mine, you know. Nice little thing. Little powerful little weapon. Oh, it comes in handy. So, yeah, now it sucks. Well, luckily, you know, when it comes, you know, the only really thing I need it for is, you know, the most important stuff is gas. And I've got a gas card that I pay off every month, so that's not a problem there. I can get gas still without having to, you know, get cash at the bank. And, I've got a small little credit card that I use for personal emergencies, so I can use that for the... It's going to take them 2 weeks to get me a new card. You got to be kidding. Every bank that I've been with in the past, like 3 days you got it. They usually say it's 3 to 5 days, and usually by that third day, it's in the mail. Not me. They're like, yeah, it's going to be up to 2 full weeks. 7 to 10 business days. I'm like, business days, not calendar days? No, business days. And the guy's like, and you know what? We're behind on plastics. We're behind on cards as it is. So, yeah, it's probably going to be 2 weeks. I'm like, wow, you fucking suck, credit union. That's what they get for going with the local credit union. Then read an article today, Tuck.
Cash and mattresses. That's the way I go.
Yeah, that's very, very good.
Cash and mattresses.
Speaking of which, I read an article today. The U.S. Postal Service is probably going to be canceling Saturday delivery starting this year. Apparently, they're going to be making an announcement here. Some changes. I think they lost $90 billion in the last year or something like that. How do they fuck that up, man? How is this so mismanaged that they're losing money in the post?
How do they not get... Early on, like, PostalService.com.
Right.
And cap in the whole email industry.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can understand...
They should have...
Well, look, I can understand...
...clued in, and, like, email was, like, one service to the U.S. Postal Service. They should be running that.
Right.
If they had that capped... That would be fine.
All right. Well, I can understand with the advent of email that you don't need to have, you know, letter writing as much, so that's definitely down. But packages, since the internet, and conversely, shipping of packages has to be more than it was back in the early 90s, late 80s. It has to be more now than it was back then, right? Because a lot of stuff is bought online. I mean, I don't remember.
You would think so, but I mean, like, say letters.
Because
still a big, you know, letters and birthday cards and all that was still a big
Christmas.
Chunk of it.
Christmas. No, but what I'm saying is, even if email took a bite out of the letter writing business, they should be making more money with the more packages that have come out at the same time that email has come out, and just because they're so slow. No one wants to send by USPS or, like, if I go to Amazon.com, I don't want to receive my package by, you know, regular postal service because you're like, it's not going to make it here. You know, you're going to want it sent by UPS or FedEx and make it in a few days.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, they got to run like that. Fuck, they could be making money right now. They could probably, you know, you think they got so much infrastructure, they should be able to, you know, compete with UPS and FedEx. Well, but they don't. FedEx has a lot of money. They got a lot of technology, man. They got those little pads that they walk around with where they set up shipments and they can stop shipments.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They can stop shipments immediately.
Is, Memphis.
Yeah, true. Memphis, right. And then the other ones are close there, too, aren't they? The UPS. Where's their headquarters at? No, they're not out there. I don't know. But I know, yeah. Well, I know that from Castaway. Castaway was a big deal, how he was from Memphis, and that's where the FedEx headquarters was anyway, so
I digress. That's right, yeah.
It's a good movie. You know, and I was And I don't know why I like that movie so much. It's one of my guilty pleasures, that movie Castaway. But for like a whole, over an hour of that movie, is silence. He doesn't act with anybody or talk to anybody. And you can still watch the movie. And I didn't realize that until afterwards, and I heard a review, and someone was saying, yeah, you know, Tom Hanks did such a great performance that he didn't even talk for like an hour of it, and it was still, you know, really good acting job. That takes a lot of acting.
And you didn't notice, yeah.
You didn't even notice, yeah. And Mr. Wilson, oh, remember
Mr. acting, exactly.
Remember Mr. Wilson, when poor Mr. Wilson died? Remember he floated away? I was so sad for the stupid soccer ball.
That's acting, again, that's great acting from a soccer ball.
From a soccer ball, yeah. That's the Wilson Company soccer balls.
Yeah.
Good shit right there. All right, well, let's do some prank calls, I suppose. Do we have any numbers? We got some requests of pranks. I don't even know if I should be doing a show tonight. I'm so, really, I'm so sore. My eyes are sore. I got to cut some cucumbers and put them on there or something. Is that what helps out?
My poor eyes are sore.
Let me know, Maven. Maven knows. She's a chick. What do you do for sore eyes? What do you do? Put some bacon on it?
What little lotion or concoction do you put on your eyes?
Yeah, that's got to be
girls
something.
Girls know that shit.
Come. No, thanks. We'll be doing that. All right, we got numbers in. Someone sent in an acid pest, sent in numbers for Pizza Hut's in Tokyo, Japan. Yeah, we can do that. Only thing is, I don't know what the country code is to Tokyo. But I think with Google Voice, I can even just drop it in there and it figures it out for you. Let's find out. I think I've done that before now. Invalid number. Damn. I'm going to choose 011 at the beginning. Invalid number. All right, let me look up the country code for Japan. I think what I do is you replace the 0 with 011 in the country code, I believe. 81. Alright, let me try that then. 0-1-1-8-1.
We're calling Japan?
Yeah. Pizza Hut in Japan. Here we go. It's ringing.
So, Pajama Jones called, huh?
Here's the first prank call with the new server machine.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Not bad. It's affordable. Yeah, I just remember now. I forgot to buy the goddamn pop filter I keep talking about buying. Now I can't get it because I don't have a fucking debit card to buy it on, motherfucker. I love my life. Hey, mushy mushy. Shut up. Hello, do you speak English? Hello.
Mushi
mushi. Do you speak English?
Hi.
Hi.
No English.
Is anybody there in English, son? Hello.
Telephone number.
No. This is Pizza Hut.
Mushi mushi.
Yes. Hello. Mushi mushi. I want to make an order. Please.
Uh-huh.
That sounds good. I don't know what the fuck she's saying. This is retarded.
Yeah.
They don't know English at Pizza Hut there.
Moshi moshi.
Yeah, you speak English, you horse's ass.
Moshi moshi.
You speak English, you horse's ass.
Speaking okay?
You're speaking okay?
Riru.
Okay, I want to make an order.
Telephone number, please.
405.
05?
Uh-huh.
405?
Yeah, 405.
0305?
Yeah, yes, hi.
0305?
Ichi Nissan.
Ichi Nissan.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name, please?
Valente.
And more slowly, please.
Va?
Jai. Bajai?
No, vagina.
Vagina?
Yes.
Mr. Vagina?
That's me.
Oh, yes. Address, please?
Yes, I would like a pizza with fish sauce.
Address? What address?
Huh?
Delivery address?
I'm at the hotel.
Setagaya.
No, I'm going to pick it up.
One more story, please.
I come in.
Slowly, please.
No delivery.
No?
No.
No?
Pick up.
Pick up?
Me go there.
Takeout?
Yes, takeout. That's the one, monkey.
Okay, takeout.
Yes, stupid.
Order, please.
Okay, I want one pizza with fish sauce.
One piece?
One pizza.
One pizza, yeah?
Yeah. I want two spaces. Two spaces on it.
Crispy.
Yes.
Crispy?
Uh-huh. Hi. Yeah, that's
Hi.
Right.
Crisp.
Hi.
Crispy. What size?
Medium.
Medium.
Yeah.
Pizza menu?
Uh-huh.
Pizza menu name, please?
Yeah, I want number 69.
No. Telephone number, no. Pizza menu. Pizza menu.
Pizza menu?
Pizza name.
Yeah?
Menu name?
Menu name.
Menu name.
Yeah, fish sauce.
Slowly.
What do you have? Tell me.
Oniha?
No, what do you have?
What do you have? Xerox?
Xerox?
Pizza menu?
Yeah, pizza menu.
What pizza name you name, please?
Waramato-san.
Waramato-san?
Yeah.
Slowly, Waramato-san.
Wala?
Wala?
Maho?
Maho?
Chocha.
Wala Maho Chocha.
Yes.
Wala Maho Chocha. Yeah. Idaho?
Utah.
No?
Utah.
Utah?
Yeah. Alaska?
One more slowly, please.
Okay.
Wala. I don't understand your pizza name.
Wala.
Wawa.
Wala.
Wala.
Maho.
Wala Maho.
Chocha.
Chocha. I don't have Wala Maho Tocha.
No.
I don't have Wala Maho Tocha.
No. Wala Maho Chocha.
Wala Maho Chocha. Yeah. I don't have.
Sorry,
but...
What do you have?
What do you have? I have... barbecue chicken, bacon mushroom,
uh-huh.
Cheese and cheese, tsunami, extra.
How about egg custard? You have egg custard
basic
pizza?
Basic pizza?
Egg custard?
Extra cheese?
Yeah.
Basic pizza extra cheese?
Yes.
Oh, no topping, extra only. Cheese only? Cheese and sauce only?
And salt.
Pizza, sauce, cheese only, no topping?
Yeah, no, well, yes, with salt. Salt.
Italian crispy, medium size, basic pizza, extra topping.
Right.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Let's take out. Pick up, okay?
Yes, now I'm going to pick it up, yes. All right, listen. Chocha Negra Walo Maho Chocha.
I don't understand. Chocha Maho Negra. Uh-huh. I don't understand.
No?
Sorry.
I'm trying.
I understand Italian crispy, medium-sized, basic pizza, extra cheese.
With salt.
With?
Salt.
Salt?
Yes.
Salt? What salt?
You know, salt.
Soup? Salt?
No, salt, salt. Salt. Salt.
Soap?
Salt. You know, salt.
I don't understand soap.
Listen. Sodium chloride.
Coke.
Sodium chloride.
Sodium chloride.
Sodium chloride.
Sodium. Sorry, I don't understand this.
Okay. Pepsi or Coke?
Coke.
No, Pepsi.
Coca-Cola?
Pepsi.
Only Coca.
No, Pepsi.
No Pepsi. No Pepsi, only Coca.
Pepsi.
No Pepsi. I don't have Pepsi. I have Coca Coke.
Two Pepsi.
No Pepsi.
Yes.
Pizza Hut is Coca Cola.
Coca Cola?
No Pepsi. Yeah?
Pepsi.
No Pepsi.
Oh. You got any RC?
I don't have Pepsi. I have Coca Coke.
You got RC Cola? Okay. What about? You have a Lulo Lali?
Oolong tea?
No, Lulo Lali.
Uno Lali.
No, Lu?
Lu?
Lo?
Lo?
La?
La?
Li?
Lulo Lali.
Lo.
Lulo Lali Lo.
Lulo Lali Lo.
Lulo Lali Lo.
Ru?
Ooh.
Ra.
Wa.
Re.
Where.
Re.
We.
Ro.
Uwa we we wo. I don't understand. Sorry.
Pa. Pa.
Pa.
Pe.
Pe.
Pi.
Pi.
Po.
Pape pipo.
I can't do it anymore. The guy's just so fucking dumb. I don't know what else to do with the guy. He repeat anything you say.
How long that was gonna go on?
I don't know. That
was
just going
on. Stay on there, man.
He's nice.
He is not gonna hang up.
That's good. Coconut, I forgot to call him. Someone who was saying to call him Baka, which is yeah. Stupid. No, stupid, right? Japanese? That's apparently what they were
saying. You had that classic Jim Belushi.
I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah? I never saw that bit. I know what you're talking about. I've seen video of it, but, you know, like, I've seen pictures of him with a big samurai thing, but I never actually paid attention to it.
Yeah, cheeseburger, this was another one. Basically, what cheeseburger, cheeseburger, no Coke, Pepsi.
Okay. That's really? Okay, that's cool. To be honest with you, I've never
YouTube
seen the...
it. Somebody YouTube, yeah, it was... YouTube it.
I should see it. I mean, I know it's famous and all that for that. Yeah. All I know, there's a part where he would cut stuff with a big samurai sword, all angry and... I don't know much about Belushi.
Yeah, that was another skit, that was the other famous.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a Chevy Chase bit from SNL. I know he was on the first season. I've seen a little bit of Eddie Murphy stuff, but not much of it. There was that one chick that died of cancer. I don't think I saw much of that either. Seen the Baba Wawa stuff. You know, for Halloween, they would always show SNL would be like, you know, oh, the best of Halloween. And they always had that skit where one of the really old ones with the Baba Wawa character. And he was like this kind of grifter kind of guy. And he was trying to sell dangerous costumes for children. He had one called Invisible Pedestrian. It was like a black bag that a kid was supposed to put on himself while he was trick-or-treating at night. Yeah, it was an invisible pedestrian. I think they had, there was one, where you're supposed to be an astronaut man, and it was, a bag that you put over your head and tied it with a big rubber band, which is, you know, supposedly, you know, something you don't tell kids to do. You don't tell them to put bags over their heads. Jesus. Hey, that was fun. That was Japan. You know, it wasn't too bad. See, we thought at first, oh, this ain't going to work, but we got it to work. Oh, boy, Carlito over here.
I was very surprised you got somebody with more than half a dozen words of English there.
Yeah.
Especially at a Pizza Hut.
That's true. They had one English speaker there. Yeah. Not Nova Gun checking out. We're in Cacti Radio, of course. CactiRadio.com, foreignlosers.org, RBH.
I found the Hulu link.
You did? Cool.
I put it in the chat
Time
there.
I guess Hulu would have that. I guess Hulu would have that since they're all NBC. Alrighty, well. Mikey129 saying I feel very tropical today. I feel very tired today. Tonight. Baby saying both Belushi and Richard Pryor were fucking up. We're fucking a room up, cutting shit in half with samurai swords. Really, Richard Pryor was... I like Richard Pryor. You know who's a big fan of Richard Pryor is Milkman also. I'm sure Milkman would be telling us all about that. if you were
Where's
available.
Where's Uncle Ben anyway?
He's in the middle of moving. He got a job at the last minute, and he's in the middle. He said tonight would
be great.
It's good, but he said tonight might be his one time in a long time that he can make it for the show, but he's not around. He might be with his girl. He's got a girlfriend, too, now. So, you know, he's too busy for us. So.
Has he got a girlfriend? Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, he's...
Well, you know how that goes, don't we?
Oh, yeah. You know what happens. Samurai Stockbroker and Samurai Sub
See
Shop.
See you later.
True.
Break out the rolling pin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't get married, Milkman. Stay away from it. And you bring it up, Samurai. So the guy had... Samurai, I think I remember seeing the Samurai Sub Shop as Andy's bringing it up. I think it was cutting a sandwich in half like that. That's the clip I've seen. And not just a clip, but just like, you know, a promo for, you know... Usually I'll be watching NBC and they'll be like, it's the best of Saturday Night Live! And I'll show a clip of that. I'm like, oh, fuck this. And I'll, you know, change it. Fucking Saturday Night Live. We still DVR Saturday Night Live here in my house, but literally I sit there with my DVR and I, with my hand, my finger on the fast forward button, I fast forward through the monologue, always. And, you know, I go about 2 seconds into each, you know,
well, that's never good.
I give each bit 5 seconds. If by the fifth second is not kind of keeping me in, I fast forward. Next one, you know. I burn through it in a half hour or less.
I did happen to watch it this weekend, and then I never watch it. I think because Olympics is on and it came on after
the Olympics. But. It hasn't recorded
it's
in
better than what I've seen lately.
It hasn't recorded here since the holidays. I think we canceled it to make room to record something for the holidays, and we forgot to set it. And each time I wake up Sunday morning, I'm like, oh fuck, I forgot Saturday Night Live, and I never get to recording it because you gotta be with my DVR that I get from my where I live here, Comcast. You can only set something to record 5 days ahead. So usually by Monday or Tuesday, I've already forgotten to remind myself to record Saturday Night Live. I just remembered tonight to start recording Frontline again. I haven't recorded Frontline in over a year. We're working through there. Through the DVR today, cleaning it out, and I noticed Frontline was on the guide. I said, oh, shit, let's record that. That's a good show. I love Frontline. I like shows like that. Mikey went to it, and I mentioned Netflix has the original SNL first season. Maybe I'll get back on Netflix. I wane on that. I pick it up for a month. I pick up a few movies. Usually after Oscar time. Usually this is the time of year. After the Oscars, I sign up for Netflix. I add all the Oscar nominees for Best Picture and any others that look interesting, like the documentaries.
Right.
And I watch those, and I cancel my Netflix. But last year I did it, and I started getting into the Netflix online, where you can watch it, and I saw Enter the Dragon for the first time. I got to watch. I mean, I didn't have to download it. It was playing right there. I was like, "Hey, I never saw Enter the Dragon." People talk about it so much. Enter the Dragon.
Really?
Finally saw it. Yeah, it was a pretty cool movie, man.
Huh?
That Bruce
That's
Lee.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, I had never seen a Bruce Lee movie before, and I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh man.
I know. All right, Lonesome Loser's not around yet, but we got numbers to get to. We can call another older number here in Japan where they speak English. Speaking of first times, I've never really listened to Peter Tosh. I downloaded a torrent of his discography, so I'm playing his songs at random, see if he's any good or not. You know anything about Peter Tosh? What did he work with Bob Marley? Is that his deal?
Yeah, he did
all
that stuff. He's a big ganja legalizer.
Legalize
it, this song, and stuff like that.
All right, well, I'll give it a spin. We'll see. Piss Jug saying, yes, Legalize It is a great Peter Tosh album. And that's one of the ones I have here. We'll get to those later. I had a very early lunch today. Didn't have dinner yet. So I'll definitely be taking a break for a sandwich at some point. All right, let me pull up the Lonesome Loser logs here. Just a moment. Anybody have a suggestion for someone you want us to prank call? Send them in. Madhouse Radio on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. If you're using MSN Messenger, that would be madhouse@live.com. You can also use our Request a Prank feature over at our main homepage, madhouselive.com. While you're there, stop on by the forums, which are dead. No one's been posting in the forums. I'm kind of upset about that, but hey, I'm guilty. I haven't been keeping up with it either. I did finally release a new episode of the podcast.
Yeah, we probably need to promote it.
Yeah.
Put a new face on it or something.
Yeah, do something. Well, I was thinking about, RBCP was talking about we could put it on, our, you know, have our own server and have, you know, laissez-faire control of it instead of going through these third parties that I go through. But we lose all those postings that are in there now. So, I mean, if it gets to the point where it's dead.
What's in there that's important?
There's a lot of prank calls in there. Yeah, Hollywood Vanya spent a whole year putting prank calls in there, and he doesn't even show up anymore. He doesn't care about us anymore.
Well, you could take those and move them those over.
I don't know. If I can import them or export them, that'd be cool.
That's all you got to do, really.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we're releasing a new. I released a new episode. It's on Sunday. It's called One Man, One Room. No, One Bed, One Room, Two Men.
Wait,
something
in?
Like that. Yeah, a lot of Homa hotels call now. Homa Hotel in Tehran, which is a place that we call often. And then guess what? I think I told you about this, Tuck, but did some investigation, and apparently we found out that the Homa Hotel. They have a history of putting up banners and signs and placards, and they even had up in tile for several years at their main entrance on the way out of the building. It said "Down with USA" in really big letters. They have it all over the place, in the Homa Hotel. So I used to, you know, now I can feel kind of vindicated for prank calling them and acting like the arrogant American asshole. You know, so matter of fact, we should fucking call them about it too. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to do. Let's get the... Let's see here. Homa Hotel. Passed it. Okay. Homa Hotel in Tehran, Iran.
Welcome to Homa Hotel Tehran.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Listen, I have a complaint to make.
Okay.
I was in there, and there was a sign that said, "Down with USA, down with Israel."
Okay.
And what is this?
You were here, and you were... Sorry, could you repeat that again?
I saw a sign.
In our hotel?
Yes. And it says, "Down with USA."
I haven't seen that sign, and I don't think that is the right thing to see anyway in the hotel.
No, in the hotel it says, it says, "Down with Israel, down with USA."
Where did you see that sign?
In the hotel lobby.
Was it in the room?
In the hotel lobby, and then when I was checking in, the man... He said, hey, he told me, come here. And I said, what? And he said, come close. He said, come close, right? Like that. And he came to my ear and he whispered and he said, "Down with USA."
That is not acceptable, but as I said...
I want to speak with Aziz.
With the manager, you can't speak right now. You need to call back in 2 or 3 hours' time because it's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Where are you from?
I'm Iranian.
Yeah, you sound a little bit like you've got a problem, though. Are you a little slow?
No, I'm not.
You sound like it a little bit.
No.
No?
You're mistaken. No, I'm not slow.
No, you sound you have an epilepsy?
No, you got it 100% wrong. Listen, you have a complaint, and you need to call back and speak to the manager. And if you think I've got epilepsy, that means you're stupid.
Why are you insulting me?
No, I'm not. Because...
No, wait. You call me stupid. You're insulting me, right?
When you're telling me I've got epilepsy and I'm slow, that means you're trying to insult me. And that is not acceptable here.
Where?
And if you think, okay, I get up, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll call Iran and I'll tell them, okay, that is slow, they don't understand what they're talking about, and we're going to stand against that, and you can't do anything about it. And that is the way we think, and that is the way we act.
You know, your mother...
That is the way why you people are scared of us.
Your mother has sex with monkeys from behind.
Fuck your sister. in holes, every single hole she had.
That doesn't do anything to me because I don't have. I'm an only child. I don't give a fuck. Talk about my sister all she wants. She was never born. If I had a sister, she didn't live very long in my mother's womb. So you heard it here, folks, everybody. Fuck my sister and every hole she has. That's fucking magic gold right there. That guy was great. Wow. All right. He did sound a little. He's got a little something. Cleft lip. That's what a crow crusher making a good point. It did sound. That's what I was. He has a cleft lip. He's got a hair lip. That's not nice to say hair lip, but.
Jeez.
Oh man. There is a pic of that down with USA in tile there. Fuck your sister. Oh yeah, Nunu was giving me ideas. He said to call about call from Mossad or something. That's true. We'll call back. We'll get someone later. Kokanee Tuck, you guys there? You guys are quiet. Did something fuck up with the PC?
I'm just reading that place needs to be a Sheridan.
I'm just making sure. I don't know if I lost.
I'm having a snack.
What are you eating there, Big Tug? You got some oatmeal?
Chocolate cake. Oh. Leave it alone, chocolate cake.
Keep eating chocolate cake. Eat it. Look. Like that. It's bad for you. Chocolate cake.
Good.
You gotta have some milk. You got some milk. You got some milk, right? I know Milkman's not here, but I know you got some milk.
Oh yeah, I got a quart. Yeah, oh, yeah,
you can have. Well, you can. I could do. I could do chocolate cake with Coca-Cola. I think I could do that. That's doable, right?
No.
With water. All right, hang on, folks. We're going to... Moving on. Ken's trying to call in. Well, Ken, yeah. Ken, I was on the line.
Water, but why?
Ken, you're probably getting the voicemail because I had the ringer off. If you're calling, I don't know you are. Because I'm doing calls right now. But now that I'm paying attention, if you call in before I do the next call, I'll put you on. You little shit.
Yeah, you have to be in the... Get in the zone. Right in the thing.
You gotta get
in. If you don't, in and out, you ain't gonna get it.
Yeah, this
you gotta
is,
bring it. You
this isn't a professional radio show.
The X, the O. Gotta bring it.
You're like, right now, it's already too late. I'm already calling the Aquarius or so.
Ken. To accept,
oh,
press
look,
1.
You made it in.
To send a voicemail, press 2.
Send a voicemail.
Caller sent to voicemail. At any time, you may press star to join the call. Oops. Your caller just hung up.
Oh, I was gonna pick him up. I wanted to hear him leave a dirty voicemail.
Oops.
Oops. Like that? Oops. It kind of scared me. Kind of scared me there. He barely did not squeak in. I'm sorry, Ken. I'll get you the next one. I was gonna bring you back. I was gonna send you the voicemail for a second and come back.
All I had to do was hold. Why don't you like my voicemails?
Calling the Aquarius. This is Renee. May I direct your call?
Hey, Big Renee. Is Big Dolores there?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Valente.
And do you...
I'm calling about her papers.
What papers?
It's a private matter.
Well, one moment. Let me see if she's available.
Thank you.
What kind of paper? Really, it's a private matter. You don't ask what kind of papers. What the fuck? Like me going to all my coworkers tomorrow, hey, how much you make on your paycheck today? Just don't do that. Again, I'm sorry. I was going to bring you back. I was going to send you for a second and hit that button to bring you back. But I've been trying to get that to work, but everyone always hangs up when they hear the voicemail start.
Raindrops.
I'm sorry, which Dolores are you looking for, sir?
The big one.
You need to be a little bit more...
Old Dolores, Big Dolores. Listen, I'll have you know this is about official papers.
I'm going to transfer you to my supervisor, and she can take care of this for you. Thank
Who's
you.
Who's the supervisor?
One moment.
Please. I'm not asking you to transfer me to the supervisor. Jesus.
I'm going to write her up now. I'm going to have to report her.
Hi, this is Myla. Who would you like to
Listen now. What I'm trying to... And then who was I just speaking to?
An operator.
No, who? Not what?
Renee.
Okay, I want Renee written up. Like, right now. Like, I want to know the ticket number and everything.
Okay, sir. Who would you like me to transfer you to?
I need to speak to Dolores about these papers.
About what papers, sir?
It's a private matter. It's a private business matter. Do you represent Dolores?
What department does she work in?
She works in reception.
Okay, one moment, sir.
Putting me in the security, I think. We get Ryan. Was it Ryan?
Friend desk, this is Laura. Oh, dear.
Yes, I need to speak with Big Dolores, please.
Home?
Big Dolores.
What is the last name?
Big Dolores.
Big Dolores?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't have anyone registered with that name.
Listen now, I'm looking for an employee. I was just speaking to Renee. Who's Renee? There's a woman over there who answers the phone. Her name is Dolores, and she owes papers. And I'm trying to get a hold of her, and you people will transfer me to the incorrect department. Again, the last time this happened, I had a security complaint, and I was transferred to the fucking floor room game room thing. One time I got transferred to beverage services when I was trying to report that I lost my iPod.
Just hang up. Can't heard Big Dolores is a whore. That's not, that's not nice to say, sir, about Big Dolores. That was a stupid prank call. Thank you. All right. Excuse me. Man, I hope I'm not getting sick.
Fine. Don't sweat it.
Hello. Hello.
Call from...
See, hey, that's not my fault. You heard me. I said hello twice. Ken, you got to be faster with your fucking Google machine, all right?
Hello?
You're hearing me.
Hey, and then you start talking.
I gave him two hellos. All right, let's call an Indian cuisine here.
They're expecting 98.6 of the mouth. You're on the air.
I don't do that because I don't know if it's someone calling back from a prank call. I just say hello, you know?
That's
I
right.
Know. I wish
y'all,
was...
y'all gotta be more sad. Y'all gotta be paying more attention.
Gotta be Johnny in the fucking spot, man. Fuck.
That's right.
Yeah. What's the name of the cigar place that we're always fucking around with? Oh man, I haven't talked to them in a while.
Oh,
so
shit.
I forgot. Hot topic.
Oh god. It's I know we're talking about. Too.
Funky zone. Funky zone. Funky zone.
Chat room. Chat room.
It's funky zone. I remembered already.
That was auto parts, wasn't it?
That's something else. That's AutoZone.
Call from Ken. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Hey, Big Ken.
Hey, Derek Carlito, what's going on?
It's about time you got through. What's the matter with you? Hey, I'm getting ready to call Funky Zone. You want to join in for this call to Funky Zone?
Yeah, let's call him up. Let's see what's going on.
All right, Funky Zone, good friends of ours.
Play this music over here. You gotta call in, you gotta ride with us. I'm not stopping doing the show for people to call in, white boys to call in. I don't wanna die with this number. I'm using it.
Can we kinda keep it to a one white boy call a night minimum?
Well, I would like it if you call in once during the show for a little bit. Don't keep fucking calling in. Everybody out there.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to have a one call. You know, I don't want to be an asshole and start calling you out in the air when you call in. Hot topic is the emo store. My bad. Whoops. I guess I am in a tropical mood, eh?
In Hot Pockets, I think it's be breakfast, man.
Yeah. Hot Topics.
Just in case you ask.
Hey there, you little shit.
Out here.
Good.
What joint is this?
Fuck his own.
We don't answer his phone.
Good point there, white boy. All right, so Funky Zone does not answer. How was your week? What do you got to report? Anything crazy?
Not a whole lot going on. Other than Canada fucking sucks at the one day game over there in for the fucking Olympics.
I failed to mention, I boycotted the Olympic Games. I refused to watch any of them in solidarity with Conan O'Brien and his whole situation with what happened to NBC, and I stuck to it. I didn't watch an ounce of Olympic Games.
I'm going to fucking boycott NBC since they want to show Cindy Crosby fucking sitting there crying like a little bitch after the game.
But what was this? Is this hockey?
Fuck yeah.
Is it women's hockey?
Oh. Cindy Crosby is a little bitch, so I suppose it is women's hockey.
So it's men's hockey. Is this Canada that lost? I thought Canada won the whole thing.
They did, but Cindy Crosby is a little bitch.
Who's crying like a bitch? What a fag. Yeah, they don't like that in hockey. People don't cry and stuff like that. These hockey players are fucking tough, man.
Oh, dude, he's a little faggy. He plays in fucking Pittsburgh. He cries like a little bitch.
God
every
damn.
Time he gets to college, he's like, I'm a little cocksucker.
Oh, wow, what an ass. How did America, didn't America come second place? What happened? It was USA versus Canada, right?
Hey, we got more medals than those fuckers, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Hey, let's do another call then. I don't know who to call. Let's see here. Ooh, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. That's nice. I'm thinking. You got an idea for a prank call we can do? Give me a... Ooh, a kebab shack. There we go. That's always fun. All right, let's do an Indian call.
All right.
Order some Banshee or something. Hang on here. Bengal Tiger East Indian. All right, cool. Let's do them. They're on Roosevelt Way. Roosevelt. It's a good name for a black kid. Roosevelt. If I ever have a black kid, I'll name Roosevelt.
Write that down, Tuck.
Found a webcam. I'm just trying to look up that number here. I put the camera in the chat room.
Nice.
Pez asking the last time I called Randy Dandy.
Can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is this the Indian restaurant?
Yeah, Indian restaurant, Bengal Tiger restaurant.
What's the difference?
I'm sorry, this is Indian, East Indian cuisine restaurant.
What's the difference between East Indian and the other Indian?
Hold on just a minute.
I think this guy is crazy. Can I talk to him?
Hello?
Hey, I went to India once, and I had Indian food, so I wanted to order it, but he was saying, he was explaining that it's a different type, it's from East India, is there a difference,
yeah.
or is it different dishes?
It's more of flavor of, like, Thai-ish, kind of.
Like what?
It's kind of Thai-ish.
Thai, kind of, like coconuts and stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of coconuts. We have a coconut dish.
All right, Quay, put them back on so I can make one order, please. Thank you for your help.
What would you like?
Well, I'll speak to him. He was going to take my order. We had an agreement.
I can take your order.
No, I'd rather speak to him.
Why?
Because where I started the conversation, he already has part of my order, so... Like, I don't want to have to, you know, give my stuff again. He has my information, and... I like dealing with, you know, people higher up and stuff.
Yeah. Are you going to make this order or not?
Well, yeah, as soon as I speak to the order taker.
Cobra?
Huh?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fresh Coast Cobra or not?
I'm going to hang up.
You know, what about Gandu? Can you ask for Gandu for me, please?
What?
Can you ask for Gandu, please?
I think it's at your mom's house.
No. Gandu's there. Can you please ask for him?
Fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot.
Call that fucker back.
I'll do that. Yeah, I thought he said tires, too. Let me see if I
can. Bengal Tiger, I'm going to help you.
I'm looking for look for Bill.
Bill?
Yeah, Bill on the back. Can you tell, can you tell him it's Ken, Ken Kinnear from Connecticut?
Say what?
I'm looking for Bill. He's in the back. He's cooking the steak right now. Can you tell him it's Ken Kinnear from Connecticut?
Okay, I will.
All right, I'll hold for him. Get him on the phone.
All right, he said go shoot yourself.
What kind of comment is that?
What
are you talking about, shooting myself? That's not really nice.
You're fucking stupid, man.
Dude, I'm a patron for Wolfgang. What kind of comment is that?
He fucked you up. Already hung up, man. He hung up, son. He hung up.
Let me talk to your manager right now.
You hang up, son. What do you breathe?
Returning to main menu.
You breathe so weird.
You have 50 new messages. To listen to your messages, press 1.
You're weird.
To place a call, press 2. For Goog 411,
calling a plantation,
press 3.
All right?
Or to change yours, please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the... This is a free call.
All right, we're calling a plantation. Roll with it.
Hello, Jason.
Hi, I caught this hair-lip mongoloid kid over here, and he says he's supposed to be over there with you.
What?
I caught a hair-lip mongoloid kid over here, taking my pumpkins, seedling pumpkins and watermelons before they're even ripe yet. He took them out of my field.
You must have the wrong number.
No, this is the plantation, right?
Yes.
Listen, I caught one of your boys over here stealing my stuff, and you needed to get him 20 lashings.
I don't have any boys over here.
But can you let me speak with the overseer, please?
I am the overseer.
Okay, well, I got one of your slaves over here stealing watermelon and unripe pumpkins. I caught him, and you need to give him 20 lashings.
Yeah, we caught him because he was fucking...
No, you're the slave, you idiot, you stupid shit. That's the slave on the phone. Listen to him talk. Talk, slave.
I didn't do shit. I didn't steal nothing.
You see, he's retarded. Old woman!
I didn't do nothing.
She's just going to sit there and be a stupid. I think there's another plantation here. Maybe not. Okay, the Mount Holly plantation. Here we go.
All right.
God.
All right, hang on, Ken.
Yeah, hi, is this the plantation?
Who's calling?
This is Valente, is this the plantation?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a bounty hunter and I caught one of your boys over here shoplifting.
What are you talking about?
I got one of your boys.
Don't listen to that man, he's telling lies.
I caught one of your boys over here shoplifting. I want you to come pick him up, give him 20...
He's telling lies, I don't know what you're talking about.
Give him 20 lashings, please.
I don't really know.
Shut up. Listen, I got one of your boys over here shoplifting from my store. God damn it, it's the third time. I want you to come send...
He's lying. I didn't do nothing.
Send a goddamn car over here. Pick him up, and I want him to get 20 lashings. He's over. It's over. All right, Ken, thanks for calling in. Bye.
All right, thanks.
Yay! Clap.
There you go. You want to clap? You got to clap.
Okay.
Now you got the clap.
And
all right.
See to it.
Justly so. Oh, man. Am I falling asleep? I really should have brewed some coffee. It's too late to get coffee now. If I get coffee now, I'll be way too wired to go to bed at midnight. Should have maybe brewed some coffee around 9. Yeah, man. It's...
Yeah, make a habit and brew a little coffee right before you go in there.
And it's weird. When I'm getting ready for the show now, like it'll be a Tuesday night now, and excuse me. I keep forgetting, thinking in the back of my head it's a Thursday night still. So I'll be like, oh, yeah, we're doing the show now, and you know, tomorrow's going to be Friday, and it's a weekend, and then I remember, oh, yeah, wait a minute, no. It's Tuesday. Hey, we're still at the beginning of the week. But hey, it's hump day, Wednesday. Woohoo! Dude Steakhouse? How come we never called that place before? I'm scanning, I'm trying to find something. Finita Liquor, I think we called them. See what they're up to.
This is Finita's. What's going on with the lotto machine over there?
Who's this?
This is Valente. What's going on with the lotto machine?
Valente from who?
I'm just Valente. I'm a customer. Where are you from?
What do you mean, where are you from?
No, where are you coming from? You're asking me I'm with who? Like I'm with some kind of company or something?
No, I thought you work for the lotto or something.
Well, no, but I got it.
The machine?
Yeah, the machine's gave out the wrong damn numbers. Listen, what were the lotto numbers tonight? The pick three or whatever.
The daily three.
Uh huh.
The second numbers.
No, what were all the numbers? Give them.
Hey, Aaron, hold on.
Print it out. You got to print it out on the machine, right? You're supposed to.
Okay, now I have evening and morning. Which one you want?
Evening.
553.
All right, listen, I picked 553, and when I'm looking at it now, it says 554, and I should have won that.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I always play 553, you understand?
Okay.
And I get home today, and that's what wins when I get home from work, and I look at my ticket, and it says 554.
Okay.
So obviously someone made a mistake over there. Who was running the lotto machine? Who's the lotto manager?
Here.
Hello?
Listen, someone gave me the wrong numbers over there on the lottery.
Where?
I picked 558 and the number was 553 that won tonight. And when I look at my numbers, I had 554 instead of 558.
When did you call?
Earlier today.
We haven't received...
In the afternoon. And you people gave me the wrong numbers.
Nobody had called here. I was here.
No, listen, I came in.
Somebody else.
I came in to buy lottery.
I know, but nobody answered. Nobody asked me for numbers.
Now, why are you on the phone?
I was here.
I bought lottery today, sir. And you gave me the wrong numbers.
I know, but...
I buy it a week in advance. You know how you check the box for the week? You people gave me the wrong numbers and I lost. I should have had 558 and the winner was 553. And I look at the... And
what does that have to do with us?
Because you people gave me 554 instead of 558.
No, if you print the board and we slide the board into the machine and the numbers comes out.
No, but your machine is... When's the last time you calibrated the machine?
When is what?
When was the last time you calibrated the machine?
Calibrated? They don't calibrate the machine.
Yes, you do. It says here on the lottery rule book that I'm looking at here, that I got from the state, that you're supposed to calibrate the machine every week.
Well, that's up to them. You know, they come in.
Well, calibrate it right now.
Whatever.
You need to calibrate it right now.
Okay.
I'm going to report you, and they're going to take away your lotteries.
Thank you.
Listen.
We had some scam with lottery tickets. Happened here in Florida. There's a way that some of those little gas station places, they can do a scam with it. I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was Dateline that had it. What the fuck was it? I'm drinking soda here. I think it was something where they were keeping, like, winning lottery tickets or something. Like, they would, like, if someone had a winning for a dollar, they bring it in and then they scan it again afterwards or something like that to win the lottery money again. I don't know. some scam. They caught this gas station doing it, and the lottery administration, the people came in, and it took all their lottery tickets and their lottery machine. And the owner was like this Hindu guy, and he was all concerned because he's like, yeah, this is going to ruin my business. It's like 50% of my traffic. Like, people come in to buy a lottery, and then they buy everything else. So he was sweating his ass off. God, I hate the lottery. I hate it. You know why? Because I will never. The lottery is such a waste of money. Your odds of winning the lottery are so fucking stupid. I know people that play the lottery every week.
Since we've had it here. I've never even bothered.
When I was younger, when I was younger and I turned 18, I did it a few times because I was like, oh, I can do it. I'll play the lottery. What the fuck? I'll do it. But for me to be like one of those fucking Puerto Rican guys, like, I know because I'm Puerto Rican and I grew up and I see them all the time, friends of my family and just friends. And, you know, I remember there was this one guy that I used to, my friend's dad. He had it all set up. The lottery here in Florida, they would give out for free these little lottery card holders, you know, the little slip. So he would keep the same slip, and it was in a little special little – it's almost like kind of like a smaller version of what they use when you go to pay at a restaurant, you know, the little fold kind of booklet where you put your receipt in with your card and the pen after you sign it. Kind of like that, but thinner, and it was for the lottery, you know, little scanner thing. And you just keep it up in your car, like up in the visor. So it's like, so, you know, there's people playing $1, $5 a week. I go in there, and I was like shocked. The other day I was in there, and like, I started looking at it, and they got like games that are, scratch off games that are $25 a pop. $25 a pop for a scratch off game. I remember they were always like $1. And I remember once they came out with like, bingo for $5 here. Now there's a whole fuckload of them. A $25 scratch-off game. That's insane.
That's a lot.
Yeah. But I hate it, dude. Especially in the morning, if I might have enough time to pop into the gas station or the little Haji Mart on the way to work, and I'll pop in for, a water, a Mountain Dew, something to eat real quick for breakfast if I got little time. And God damn it, I hate it when someone gets in front of me and I see they got that damn lottery slip, because I'm going to have to sit there, and they're going to get the card out, and they're going to slide it, and they got to sit there and hit the button. And it didn't scan the first time, and the second time. I'm like, oh my God, this is so fucking annoying. It's so stupid. It's a tax on the people who don't understand odds and fucking math. If you don't know probabilities, you play your stupid tax and go play the lottery. Damn it. Off my soapbox. Don't play lottery, kids. Kids are watching. We got a lot of kids, little white boys who listen to the show. They're not 18 yet. Don't get into the gambling and the lottery and all that when you turn older. So it's worthless. Lottery. They just have a slogan here. Got a dream, get a ticket.
Oh, here they finally put it so you can check your own ticket.
You can check your own ticket? Like your own number? See? Yeah, there you go. Well, that's good. Do that. Fine. Put a little kiosk in the side, let people go in there and hit their buttons for the numbers, and have it dispensed. Because they even got vending machines here with lottery tickets. They've had them for like 15 years now. The vending machine just gives out lottery tickets. That's what I used to give every Christmas for my family, because they're all Puerto Rican. I would, do the Christmas card thing, ever since I turned 18. I do a Christmas card thing to all of them, and I put in a few lottery tickets, like one or two in there, depending on how much I love the person I was sending it to. Because they do holiday-themed ones, and it's a nice little gift. Like, instead of just sending a Christmas card, I throw in a lottery ticket in there. It's pretty cool. It's fun. Even if you don't win, you get to scratch off, you get to play for a little bit. I don't care for cards. I don't care for greeting cards, Christmas cards, any kind of cards. Birthday cards, I don't care for them. I tell people, just don't spend the money, the $5, $4 or $5 on a freaking birthday card for me to read once and then eventually throw away, because I don't want them to pile up. Waste of money. I don't like sending them out. I don't know how long to send them out for. If I send them out, the cats are going to knock them down. So you got that, listeners? Don't ever send me a card.
Yeah, cards suck.
Cards are for girls. That's what they want. Flowers. waste of time. I'm looking for numbers here. Give me a second. Let me play a prank call. I'm going to step out. I'm going to make a phone call real quick. I apologize. Not as many interruptions in the show today as there have been in the past. Again, let me know if the audio quality is still coming in good. I hope it is. It seems to be much better than it has been in recent months.
Coming in good on my end.
Yeah, I know. And actually, you guys sound really good. Kokanee and Talk. You're like, I got the TeamSpeak out really...
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Me, 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 me.
If you guys stay just like that, don't get any louder or softer. Just stay at the levels you're talking at right now. We're perfect. Perfect. No T at the end of that. All perfect. Right. Yeah. All right, let me load this up here. I don't know what this is. This one is called House of Poon. Whatever. Be right back.
Oh, no.
This one sucks. I'm going to play that. I remember this. Oofa. I'm going to play that. There's one called Dad, It's Me. I think that's from Hollywood Vanya. I'm going to play that. Let's do that. Or Wait Till I Die. There's one we haven't played in a long time. Here we go. Play this. Be right back.
Where's the regular like Vanya and regular website?
Hello?
Hey,
how you doing? Fuck you.
Look, man.
Fuck you.
Is this Joe Caldwell?
No, it ain't Joe Caldwell.
Who the hell is this?
Who the hell is this? This is fucking Ben.
Oh, look at hell, Ben. This bitch Joey don't take my son's game, my son's computer game, and scratch it all up.
You scratched my fucking game, goddammit. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, man. You know how much it cost?
PS2, man.
Yeah, you know what?
PS2, man. PS2, take the fucking dick out of your mouth.
$39.
PS2, you saying my cousin scratched your PS2 game? How the fuck is that possible when he's been over my fucking house?
He did it last night.
If you got shit to say, fucking come to my fucking house and stop calling me from fucking New York, you dumbass.
We are New York, and you know what? We'll be down there in a second if you want us to be.
Yeah, you'll be down here in a second. Yeah. That's right. Why should I call your number? It tells me in there fucking access code.
Hey, you cock. You know what? Listen here, you cock. That's my cell phone you're calling. You don't need to be putting in the access code in a cell phone. You don't want to do that, okay? No matter what.
Tell me to when I call it. Well, don't go through.
Look, that wasn't supposed to come through, so I obviously didn't block my number right. I'm sorry. If you're getting the New York number, the one that starts with a 7?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Look, I'm sorry, man. Look,
what the fuck is it?
I'm sorry, man. Please don't tell my parents about this, okay?
Who the fuck is it?
This is me. I'm
who the fuck's me?
I'm a friend of Joe.
You're a friend of you know?
Yeah, my name's Ben.
Your name's Ben?
Yeah.
Really? Where do you live at, huh?
Right here in Wayne.
You live in Wayne?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
What part of Wayne?
The good part over there, you know, South Park.
The good part? Why don't you come to Bendix Street right now?
Come to do what with your dick now? What?
Come to Bendix Street right now, motherfucker. If you got balls, come down my fucking street right now.
Bendix Street?
Come down my fucking street, you fucking fat ass that fucking broke my fucking car. That's right.
Look, man, I don't know what you be talking about.
I know what I'm talking about because I fucking recognize your goddamn number.
Okay, look, I sat on the
you
car.
You called my cell phone because you wanted to do a trade on the amp. And my shit got broken, thrown out of my fucking car.
No, I don't know.
My fucking CD player was in your fucking dashboard.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know.
Well, if you from Wayne, come to fucking Bendix.
I'm innocent.
You innocent.
I'm innocent.
Eyes
don't see nothing, sir.
Come down. All right, what street you on? I'll come to your fucking house.
Where do you live at? Bendix Street?
I live right off fucking Annapolis.
Annapolis?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that?
You say you from Wayne and you don't know where fucking Annapolis is?
Oh, Annapolis. Yeah, I know where Annapolis is. You said Annapolis.
Where's Annapolis?
Over there. Over there by Wayne. Northeast, south, west of there. You know?
Northeast, south, west of there? Dude, you ain't even from fucking Wayne.
Yes, I am, man. Wayne till I die. Well, Wayne High School.
Wayne till you die?
Wayne till I die.
You sound like a Belleville faggot to me.
Belleville? How'd you know? You could tell my voice?
Yeah, you sound like a little fucking faggot.
So what happened to your car now?
My car? What the fuck you think happened? Why don't you come try to steal shit out of my car again so I fucking kill you?
I didn't do anything.
Wait. Yeah, that's right. You're fucking scared to come back by.
Yeah,
that's right.
Look, how'd you know it was me? Look, you got my number now. I mean, please.
Yeah, I got your number when I call a fucking bot.
Well, then what's it got to do with me? What's it got to do with me? You got a problem with your phone. That's all it is. I'm in New York. I'm on a payphone.
You ain't in fucking New York.
I am.
Then why the fuck you calling a cell phone?
I'm not calling. This is a cell phone.
Yeah, this is a fucking cell phone.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well,
how the fuck you know my cousin's name?
He's my boy.
So you from New York, and my cousin's your boy.
Word. Me and Joey, man. Me and Joey till I die.
See, you ain't even from fucking New York.
He's my BFF.
You ain't even from fucking New York.
Yes, I am.
You from New York.
What the hell you talking about, yo?
Yo?
You's guys.
Yeah, that's right. You know where I'm at. I'm at fucking Wayne on Bendix Street.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking take Wayne.
Get the fuck out of here. You fucking moly. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you, nigger. Stop fucking on my street. See if you keep talking shit.
What'd you say? What'd you say to me?
I said, fuck you, nigger.
Calm down, my fucking street.
Hey,
look, motherfucker. Look, my mama black.
Your mama black? Well, good. Fuck you, nigger.
Fuck me, I'm not black, you're a son of a bitch.
Fucking nigger.
Kiss my ass, honky, crack a ass, crack a
nigger,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm glad to be a fucking honky.
Why, bitch?
I'm on the fucking street, so you can fuck up my curb. I mean, where you live? I'll be right over.
Why, bitch?
Exactly, you're a little bitch that talks on the phone.
You're a crack ass bitch. Where do you want to meet? Come on, where you going to be at?
Where you want to meet?
Pistols at Dawn. Pistols at Dawn, sir.
Did you say you from Wayne?
I told you already. I'm Wayne, man. Wayne, Michigan.
Wayne, Michigan.
Wayne.
All right, what high school do you go to?
What's it got to do? What's it got to do with me? What do you want to know for?
Just tell me what high school you went to.
It's none of your business.
Because you ain't even from here.
Yes, I am.
There's one high school here. What the fuck's it called?
I don't need to tell you shit.
Because you ain't from here.
Look, I work at the county airport.
You work at the county airport.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? There ain't no fucking county airport.
Yes, there is, man.
What's it called?
Wayne County Airport.
Wayne County Airport?
Yeah. You know, every day.
There ain't no Wayne County Airport.
Every day I take the Detroit Windsor Tunnel to over the Ambassador Bridge, downriver, and over there at the airport.
Really? Well, you're from Wayne. You know where Michigan Ave is?
Yeah.
You know where Wayne Road in Michigan Ave is?
No. Should I?
Come over to Wayne Road, Michigan Avenue.
Hello? Sir?
Hello?
Sir?
What?
Sir?
What?
Hello, sir?
You from fucking Wayne?
Yes, I'm from Wayne.
Alright, well fucking, why don't you get in your little fucking car?
I don't have time for that right now.
Because you're fucking stupid.
I don't have time for that right now.
You don't got time for that right now.
No,
why?
No.
You fucking hear everybody's dick?
System, bitch.
Busy.
Yeah, you know, me and you, we met back in Wheelfest.
Wheelfest?
Yeah, you know, Wheelfest.
And Wayne?
Yes.
When did we meet?
I think it was the last Wheelfest. Well, last year.
I didn't go to no Wheelfest last year.
Well, didn't your friend used to work at the Ford factory?
The plant? Ford factory?
Yeah, where they make the Expeditions.
He plays EverQuest.
Well, yeah, that's him, dude.
That's him. I just met that boy 2 days ago.
Well, he's talking some shit about you. He said that, you know, he said some shit. I don't know. I don't want to hurt your feelings or nothing, but...
That motherfucker's 39 years old. Like, he's going to talk shit about me?
He talking mad shit about you, man.
No, you the one that's talking mad shit in your little bitch because
you
don't want to talk
about
you.
You got it all twisted. You got it all twisted.
I'm all pussies, dude. I'm fucking sitting outside right now waiting for you to fucking come down here.
I forgot how to get there.
You ain't never gonna figure out how to get here.
Yes, sir. You tell me now. Tell me now.
Hey, you don't even know where fucking
Wayne Road is. Tell me now. Tell me now.
You don't even know where it is.
I command you to tell me now.
You go, Michigan, Wayne Road.
Michigan, hang on. I'm writing it down. Michigan to Wayne Road?
Yeah,
okay,
Wayne Road.
Right, what else? Hurry up.
Then you head towards Annapolis.
Right.
And as soon as you get to Annapolis, you make a right. You take that all the way down to a dirt road. You make a left. And then you make a right on the first street. It's called fucking Bendix.
Bent Dick.
Yup.
Bent Dick. Just like that.
Yup.
Oh,
you little bitch.
So wait, now... I'm trying to figure
bitch,
out.
You're wasting my fucking time. Go some balls when I don't come down. If not, shut the fuck up.
How do I get there from Cherry Hill Road?
Please enter your destination number now.
Yes, please enter your thing now. Hey, everybody, I'm back. Carlito, got some soup in me. I had some soup.
Sleeping, yeah.
I've been souping. Most of the losers here, all right. Good for us. Get the camera on here. Pure Evil, the Manchester pub, the Red Bull, is it the Red Bull pub? I don't know. We might have that around. Lonesy could find it. I think it's called the Red Bull pub or the Red Hit? Bull's Head. Oh, I forgot. Anyone remember? Let me know. Let's see if it's a Bull's Head. I think the last time we tried to call, the last few times, they wouldn't answer. Because they actually live there. It's like a little bar, but I think they actually live there. The pub. Yeah, Lonesome agrees.
Oh, yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
They stop answering when we call. They know.
What are we talking about now?
And they'll accept numbers with weird caller IDs at this time of night. We figure it's some tosser, as they were calling me.
I think it's the asshole that woke them up, say they owned the pub that one time, so they hang out answering that shit no more.
And we called again, I think later on, we had two calls in one night. And it was more of the same. It was more of me saying I own the place. And the guy actually argued with me quite a bit. Yes?
Thank you for finally picking up my call. I want to do a prank phone call.
A prank phone call? A prank phone call. Okay, we'll do a prank phone call. What do you want to call? What kind of business?
You surprised me.
Okay, let's go ahead and put in pasta here. I'm filling pasta. There's no pasta. Rasta pasta. Here we go in Colorado. Knock yourself out, kid.
Okay. Cool.
All right. I'm still getting messages from people wanting MacBooks. Someone placed a Craigslist order in Atlanta for MacBooks, and they've been calling for 3 weeks, leaving voicemail and texting. Every day I get a text. It's funny. Right before the show, I was texting somebody, actually.
Get me a MacBook. Why don't you?
I hate this music. I hate Peter Tosh. But I'm too lazy to find something else to play.
Mr. McSticky.
Rastapasta.
Hello, I can't hear you. Speak up.
Rastapasta.
Oh, hey, can you tell the people the, can you go into the bathroom or something? It's kind of loud and I can't hear you. I don't know.
Sorry.
Actually, you probably, what?
Sorry.
I don't know. Okay, I have something to say to you people. I was in there the other day getting some pasta, like I always do, and
pasta.
I saw what I believe to be pubic hair.
Well, that sucks.
No, seriously, that's disgusting.
Well,
I'm
pretty
sure
we have a lot of curly-headed waiters, so I don't know how you could decipher unless you have some type of genetic coding.
Because my friend John works there, and he's not
John,
my friend.
John, we don't have any Johns that work here.
Well, yes, you do. John Coates. What?
Never quote a name. Lesson learned.
John Coates, man. He freaking
John
works there. Are you laughing at me?
You can't quote a name, eh, Tuck?
Because yeah,
only quote descriptions sometimes.
What's so funny?
Of course I'm laughing at you.
Why? What's so funny?
Why wouldn't I laugh at you?
No, I want to know. What the fuck's so funny?
That you are calling here, hippie, and thinking that I don't know who it is.
Like, I don't know. It's just, seriously, I don't appreciate...
Now's your chance. He thinks you're hippie.
...into my freaking pasta. That...
Well,
you can run with it. This guy thinks he's someone else already.
I see a lot of pubic hair to know exactly what they all look like.
No, I know. John Coates works there.
He's
and
wide open.
I know, John.
I know he pulled it up, and he freaking sprinkled it in there. Because it wasn't just one. It was a couple.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know what to do here. I think I'm gonna sue John and I'm gonna sue the owner. Can I speak to the owner?
No, but he's not here.
Well, okay, who's in charge there?
Me.
Justin, putting up a Craigslist ad already,
okay,
eh? Or is that the old one?
So, how are we gonna fix
that's
this?
That's the one. Still up.
I don't know.
I'm thinking $300 gift card.
Yeah, right.
$100 gift card.
Yeah.
No, you're acting like I'm joking here.
If you are, it's funny. If you're not, it's still funny.
I don't get it.
Lisa thinks it's funny.
Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. I'll $50 gift card.
Really?
Someone's laughing.
So you'll eat pubic hairs for $50?
No,
what
I,
if I just give you $50 to watch you eat pubic
man,
hair?
I didn't purposely eat pubic hair, okay? I just...
Well, how do you know that it was definitely that? Have you tasted pubic hair before?
Actually, I have. But that's besides the point. My sexuality has nothing to do with this call.
Who is this? Tell me, I want to know.
Troy.
Who?
Roy.
Roy? From
John.
From John Roy?
My name's Roy John. What's so freaking funny? Okay. What? I don't get it.
Why don't you get it?
Okay, I'll tell you what. You let me, we have a penis sword fight, and, we'll call it even.
Oh my god, who is this? I gotta go take an order.
This is Roy John.
All right, Roy John, you call me back. I gotta go take an order.
Wait, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
No, I'm being serious though. And all, okay. I'm not really.
Wait,
damn
just hold
joking,
on. Let me tell you story. You just stay on the phone. Hold on.
Okay.
Well then,
is he still there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So, in all seriousness, what are we going to do about
in all seriousness, I'm going to stay on the phone with you until I figure out who this is.
Oh, this is going to be a great night.
Or why you eat TV
Roy
cable.
John.
Roy John. What's up?
Roy John.
Stay on the phone.
Keep him in the background while I talk a little bit.
Who are you around right now that is getting a kick out
anyway.
Of me? I want to know that.
Jesus, dude. You got to work on these kids. You got to work on these white boys to call in.
Well, they're trying. I mean, he's actually not doing bad.
It's a good training ground, but I mean, shit. But, I mean, you can't,
let him take over sometimes, right?
We'll probably at the whole show with it.
All right. Thompson Lewis is sending a number for Sundown Motel.
Everyone said minimum one white boy call episode.
Well, every white boy should be limited to one call. Hang on, let's see what's going on.
Is that really what you guys do over there? I mean,
maybe
right.
Sometimes.
If it is, you guys should have no problem with a penis sword fight, right?
This guy's just gay for him, I think. I think he thinks he's his friend and he's gay for him.
One of my cooks to help you out.
See?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean,
one of his cooks.
If I could, I'd be over there. I could be over there in like 10 minutes.
All right, Lonesome Loser also sending a number for a Sundown Motel and a hungry redneck. Sundown Motel and a hungry redneck here.
The only condition is people have to be watching. Like,
okay, that's fine. We can work it out.
Oh, actually,
Phone Shell joining us in about 1 hour and 18 minutes. I'll be taking over at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on Cacti Radio.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we just make it every Tuesday night.
I'm scheduled to...
Cacti Radio.
Cacti Radio.
We could make a radio show out of it.
I don't know how that would be a good radio show, but, I mean,
no
voice really affected.
Just like, we'd add video to it, just like Madhouse Live does.
Oh, he's up with that.
Really awesome.
I really love this. Seriously. This is, I have to go because I've got a busy restaurant. Thank you for the laugh.
Yeah, I guess we got to talk a little bit.
Wait, no, in all seriousness.
Bye-bye.
CacTiRadio.com.
That guy's gay for you, dude. What's up with that? Why you let him talk to you like that, man?
I don't know. I didn't know what to say.
I don't know. It sounds like you're into it. You got to be a man sometimes. Don't let men talk to you like that, bro. Just got to tell them early.
Well,
fucking snap it
sometimes,
off.
Sometimes it's good to be gay.
Yeah,
like,
well,
not for real, but, like, fake.
Well, you're young. That's cool.
I don't roll that way.
Yeah, that's cool.
Returning to main menu. You have
all
50
right.
new messages.
Hang
to
on.
Listen to your messages, press 1. This is a free call.
Goddamn right. Better be. Fucking shit. Hungry redneck. Let me start this one. No beeps on the phone, okay? No breathing, please, Chris, okay?
Hey, redneck, boss speaking.
Yeah, listen. What's your deal? And where's that woman over there that's talking all sassy?
What's going on?
There's some woman... Some woman over there talking all sassy.
I don't hear. I don't understand you. What you try to say?
Some stupid woman's over there talking all sassy and nasty on the phone.
I don't know. Who is this?
Who's the woman that's answering the phone, huh? This is one of those bucket of boners?
Nobody here by that name. Nobody works here.
Give me a steak sandwich, damn it.
I'm close, buddy.
Are you Croatian Italian?
I'm a fucking asshole.
That's right. You're a Croatian-Italian asshole.
Right. I'm closed.
Piece of shit.
Thank you. Piece of shit, you too. Fuck you.
All right, cool.
Returning.
Is that the guy?
You have...
Chris, I gotta go.
New
I gotta talk.
To
Chris.
It
could be.
To place a call.
Hey, Chris.
For Goog 411.
I don't even know if he's on
there anymore. That was him, yep.
I think that was him. I had to go in. That was him. I think Lonesome Loser brought a... Blasting a bassin, that's awesome. He snuck that in because I could tell right from the beginning. I was like, I think it's that fucking guy. That's why I said Croatian Italian. Yeah, he's a cool dude. A little bummer sound. Oh man, that's a weird accent, huh? Croatian Italian. Wait, did we mention him yesterday? Some people in the chat were talking about him. There was a reference to him. Alright, Sundown Motel, let's give it a shot here. Yeah? 1 minute after closing, I thought that I was a beast. Cop blood, it was the boiling. Now, Jim was mentioning earlier, excuse me, Haji Mart on Wyomore Road and also on here in the Central Florida area. I think it might have been in that one. I don't know which one you're talking about. Matter of fact, I know exactly which one you're talking about. He used to stop on the way to my boy Pedro's house. It was right by his apartments. Stop and go to visit him. I'd stop there, pick up, you know, 6-pack or, you know, fuck something to eat on.
Sundown Motel?
Yeah, listen, I got a problem over there with people defacing the flag in your parking lot.
They're doing what now?
People defacing the flag there in your parking lot. What's this?
This is a Sundown Motel, sir. I don't have a flag out.
You got people with a flag. It's not your flag, maybe, but they have their own flag, and they're washing, they were drying a car and wiping down the car with an American flag.
Right now?
Just a few minutes ago, I want you to report those people. Right now.
I don't see anybody out here. Where, in the back or front or where?
Over on this, you know, where there's a bunch of cars parked in that side. I want to go down there. I want you to tell me who they are. I want to make a citizen's arrest right now.
Come on down. Let's come on down. You sure? I think you're probably calling the wrong place. But
now listen, this is the Sundown Motel. There was a man out there wiping his car down with an American flag. I want to go down there and talk to him.
Sounds good.
I'm a veteran, and I'll take kindly.
Don't blame you a bit.
Are you a veteran? Huh?
No, but I my father was.
Oh, he was.
So come on down.
Yeah. What was he?
Anyway, come on down, partner. Let's get this.
Listen,
police down here.
Listen, you got papers over there or what?
Come on down. We'll get the police down here and get this all.
Now, where's your papers at?
Papers for what?
I want you to get all your papers out. I want copies of them.
papers for what?
Your business papers.
Oh, come on down, partner, and we'll talk this out, okay?
Listen, I'm going to rub one out on you.
Okay, come on down.
I'm going to rub
down.
I'm going to rub it out on you, you shit.
What's your name and your phone number?
Can I smoke a cigar in there?
No, you can't. What's your name and your phone number?
I'll put it right in your fat face.
Hey, come on, partner. Give me your name and your phone number, and I'll have the police come talk to you.
This is Valente. Don't you threaten me, sir.
You're threatening me.
I'm friends with Bob Morton, God damn you. I will have you fucking ruined. I'll put your name in the paper, and I'll have you ruined. They'll close you down. They'll get a Hindu. They'll have an Indian running your damn motel. I'll sell it off.
Whatever. Anybody in the line? Do we have someone in the line?
Hello?
No. Forgot if we do or don't. Jen singing a number for prostitutes and hookers. Nice. Thank you, girl. Big girl. Big Jen. All right. Altamont Mall. I used to have a cigar shop. Let me tell you a story about that cigar shop in the Altamont Mall, motherfucker. I went there once and there was this fucking white guy, this fucking white boy back there wearing a fucking Guayabera. And I went in there, I was like 19. And I wanted to check out smoking clove cigarettes, right? So I go in there and I just ask the guy, hey, what's like a popular clove cigarette? And he goes, well, it just depends on what you want. I'm like, I've never smoked clove cigarettes before. I'm wondering what your most popular one is so I can maybe start from there. He goes, well, it's just a matter of taste. He got all snobbish on me, and I told him to go fuck himself when I walked out. And I think he got fired because his manager was, like, sick in the back. And I told him, like, you know what, fuck you, or something like that. I mumbled under my mouth. I was like, excuse me, sir, excuse me. And I said, dude, really, all I'm asking you is because if you tell me what the most popular one you sell the most is, I'll know which one to get, and that's where I can start from. Is a goal, and then he kept arguing, like, no, but it's all personal preference, like, what I may like, you may not like, and I'm like, I don't care, I'm asking you what the most popular one is, I'll forget it, I just left. That fucking place, I remember it was over there by the food court, right in front of the food court over by the small arcade. That mall used to have two arcades, and it had this really big-ass one and a small one that doesn't have shit. Last time I went there at Christmas, they didn't have shit. There's no arcades in this fucking town. I go to the one arcade that I find that's close to my house, and I lose my debit card, God damn it. I had this game there, man, where you fly in 747. And it's the hardest fucking, most fucking retardest fucking thing ever. It's $1 a game or something. I don't know. It's like 4 credits. I don't even understand. I put $5 of credits and it told me I had 445 credits. I put $5 on the car. I'm like, okay, that's weird. That's a lot of gaming for $5, I guess. I'll take it. The games were okay. They had some decent games. Like winning 129 is here for Jack Masterson. Whatever. Well, here we go. The Embassy of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. I recall them not too long ago. Alright, Steakhouse. They're in Las Vegas. Taking a break here in about 3 minutes so we can join Syndicate for the last hour of the show. Or I might just end the show. I don't know what I'm going to do. Listen, I have a problem with rare steaks. Why did I constantly get rare steaks when I come in there? Every time with the steaks with the blood in it. And I say, I want this one medium well. Medium, medium well. So I have a little bit. You know what? Let me just speak to the head chef in charge right now. That's what I want to do.
Okay, just a moment.
What's his name?
Fernando. Just a moment, please.
Fernando. Huh. All right, cool. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Madhouse Radio. MadhouseLive.com is the website, of course. And you can message me, Madhouse Radio, on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. MadhouseLive.com if you're using MSN Messenger.
You can call in like the Wyatt Boys have been doing, 405-39-MOUTH. I'm thinking I might just, for the last hour of the show, I might play that January 5th episode, that Kokanee that you edited, since it hasn't been heard since it was on the air, and I'll upload it at the same time. No, no, we'll see how I feel after the break, man, because I'm like, ugh. Post. It's ready to go. Kokanee, right? That one's good to go. I don't know what the title was. Do you know? Do you remember? That was a while ago you edited it. I haven't, I don't have, I don't know what the description
man,
of it is.
I'm cutting in and out.
I'm cutting in and out. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. You're not cutting in and out.
You're cutting in and out.
Why is he cutting in and out?
Kokanee's cutting in and out.
Yeah, you're cutting in and out. Don't blame him, blame
yeah,
you.
Blame you. I guess we should call Milkman and see what he's on there.
Yourself your, four bulls.
This is taking too long.
Jesus. Well, no, she was getting Roberto, but usually if I call again and push for an immediate response, this always works. Hanging up, calling again, asking the same person what the hell it is. It gets some urgency.
Some chilies in the gumbo.
Yeah. Maria.
Hi, Maria. I'm holding for the head chef in charge.
Oh, hold on, please.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I forgot. It was a reason why we're holding. It's going to be good. Fernando, the head chef. I forgot what I was going to talk about. I forgot the premise. Blood, right?
Thank
yeah.
For holding. This is Torin.
Torin, I'm holding for Fernando.
You're holding for Fernando.
I need to speak with the chefing staff. Who are you? What's your?
I'm the assistant manager.
Oh, assistant manager. Oh.
Yes.
Wow, that's nice, honey. Hey, can I speak to Fernando, please? Because he messed up my order again. I'm speaking directly with him.
Okay, hold on one second.
Thank you.
Whatever. Let me get back to her later. She's awfully nice, though. Yeah. 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 We've called Japan tonight. We've called Iran. Oh, we should call the Homo Hotel in Iran. The Homo Hotel. Fuck. The guy told me to fuck. What was it? Fuck my sister in every hole? Bah.
Well, really?
You were here for that. Tuck, you heard it.
Well.
Every, he said, fuck your sister in every hole. That's fucking graphic. I would never think of that one. Fuck your sister in every hole.
That guy didn't sound very Arabic.
That should be the title of this episode.
Yeah, the hair lip. He sounded like, he sounded Manchester. Manchester-ish.
Fernando speaking, I'll help you.
Fernando, listen, I want you to know, first of all, that I take things very seriously when it comes to my health and the food that I eat. You understand, my body's a temple and I'm a machine. Now, I've come in several times and I've had to complain about the situation there with the steaks coming out too rare. And I understand that you're in charge of the back staff. You're the one that takes the fall when the ship goes down, right?
Well, who's this?
Your people hit another iceberg here with my steak, sir.
I can't understand you.
I got a steak over there, and I ordered it medium well. And it came out full of blood.
Okay, did we get it back for you?
I refused it. The woman got into an argument with me. My wife got upset, walked out, and I had to leave.
One second, sir.
Let me tell you something.
We'll help you out.
Fernando. God damn it. All right, wait for him to come back.
Yeah, we were talking to a hair lip guy from Manchester in Iran, apparently. That was really weird. But yeah, as we mentioned,
pick out his accent, but I couldn't really make it out.
That wasn't Iranian. I asked him though; he's not. He said he is. Whatever. Nunu is Lonesome Loser is getting UK numbers on behalf of Nunu. Ryan Shawcross. Now, Nunu, what is Ryan Shawcross? What is a Ryan Shawcross, and what has he done? Message me post haste. Nunu reminded me we had discussed earlier in the week to ask about buying tennis gear close to the Homa Hotel. This call was starting to get a little goofy, but they keep putting me on hold too much. A good call back.
Thank you for holding. This is Jackie, the general manager.
I was getting ready to hang up and call back, sir, because I haven't been put on hold so much, and I've been demanding to speak to the chef, the head chef in charge. He's the person that takes the responsibility when it comes to steak and food.
I'm the general manager, sir.
That's nice, honey. Can I speak to the man in charge there in the kitchen, please?
I will be happy to assist you. I'm the general manager, so I have managed a whole restaurant.
That's nice.
So I will take full responsibility of everything.
That's nice, honey. You just sit there and be pretty. It's okay. But go ahead and put the put Fernando on the phone again, please.
Sir, rudeness is not necessary at this point in time, and he doesn't deal with any kind of guest complaints. I'll be more than happy to do so.
Well, who cooked my steak then? Who's in charge of cooking back there? Because this is the person I need to speak with. We got to get to the root of the problem. Not dealing with red tape with women answering the phone wearing man pants.
Sir, that is unnecessary. I'm trying to assist you. I'm on your side here. But making derogatory comments about me because I'm a female is unnecessary.
Take off your man pants, woman.
Tell me what reservation you were on.
This is Valente, and I came with a party from Valente and Associates. And for the fifth time, I've gotten the messed up order with the steak. I command you to apologize to me. As a matter of fact, I want you to bring Fernando to the phone. And I want you to I want him to say I'm sorry into the speakerphone. Do you have speakerphone there, honey? Hello?
Hold on.
Do you know how to use...
Wow. This is going well. The bitch from White Man Ketchup. Rosie Perez. This kind of sound like Rosie Perez. If she just had the New York accent, it'd be perfect. Rosie. Billy, where's my money, Billy? Billy. Oh, that's a good movie. Rosie Perez with those big, wow. Like, half-dollar size nipples, man. She was topless in that movie for a little bit. Big-ass nips. Big nips. Oh, man. Man pants. That's what Howard Stern's been saying about Ellen DeGeneres for the last few weeks. Athena's a fan of Ellen DeGeneres. She fills
She's
up the DVR with her crap.
For Ellen DeGeneres. I don't know what's up with that.
Yeah, Howard was on CBS's morning this morning. Bashing Jay Leno. I got to hear the very end of it and the very beginning of it. And every time I either had to go into work or my lunch break was over, I was so pissed off. God, this is taking so long. Last time I started saying I'd call back and they picked up. So let's talk about that. Maybe I should call back. Damn. Didn't work. We're late to go on Syndicate. No. Come on. This chick, this broad's. She's getting upset. She's getting upset, man. Yeah, we'll leave it on hold here. We'll play the music high. Hopefully she'll come back. I gotta get on Syndicate.
I think she's probably gone to go get a glass of water, cool down a little bit.
Cool down, yeah. She's a little upset. Excuse me. She didn't say it like that, but...
Now this could only happen.
There's a man, Frank Sinatra. I think next week we'll do a Frank Sinatra night. Tuck and Kokanee. I think I'll load him up.
So may I say
Frank Sinatra.
To each of you,
all right.
Yeah, that's different, right?
As I throw each one
yeah,
of
different,
you,
all right, yeah.
This is my kind of town, Chicago.
Hey, this is Ted Song.
Hi, who are you holding for?
I'm holding for the head chef man in charge. Who am I speaking with, and why are you answering?
This is the regional manager. My name is Kim. And
That's
who am
nice,
I
honey.
What is your name?
That's
sir?
Nice, honey. This is Valente. I need to speak to the chef, please.
There's a gentleman there who I was working with before.
The chef passed your phone call along to me.
That's nice, honey. Can I speak? Is there
could
a gentleman?
Could you not
I
call
can...
me honey, please? What is your name, sir?
This is Valente.
Valente is your first name?
That's right, sweetie.
Okay, please don't call me sweetie. And what can I help you with tonight?
I'm a little upset that I've come in for the fifth time, and the steak is coming out in an inappropriate state of being cooked incorrectly, blood coming from the steak when it's been ordered medium well. And this is disgusting. You know what it looks like to me? You know, I used to follow a strict diet regimen where you had to eat the food and is absolutely not supposed to be raw because it's, I'm not going to mention it, but it's certain passages in the Bible. I don't know if you have a Bible there. I always have a Bible with me in my house, in my vehicle. I even have a small Bible that I bring with me sometimes when I know I'm going to be sitting waiting for to see the doctor or to play the lottery in the gas station or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So what is this? What is your name?
My name is Kim Owens.
Okay, Big Kim. So my deal here, but what I don't like is the fact that I was talking directly with a person who I feel needs to make these corrections for when I come in, and hopefully this has happened a sixth time. And now all of a sudden I'm being talked to by women over there that are telling me that I can talk to them, that are refusing to put me through to the person who messed up my steak. I just want to have a conversation with him because I want to teach him. I want to teach Fernando over there how it is you're supposed to make the steak.
Well, Fernando, quite frankly, was feeling rather disrespected because you were yelling, as was the general manager, and I happened to be in town this evening, so she passed your call along to me.
I happened not to yell at anybody until I started getting the runaround from that lady. I never raised my voice to Fernando. And if he's saying that, then someone is lying. And I have a feeling it might be you making up stories right now, trying to dissuade me from the situation, sweetie. I don't appreciate it.
Sweetie.
Okay,
well,
hon.
I don't appreciate this, sweetie.
Well, you know, is there...
How
many other... What are you, a regional manager? Your assistant to the regional manager?
No, I'm the regional manager.
Is there a man above you somewhere that I can talk to that happens to
my
be there?
My CEO is the man that's above me.
Well, good.
He's the only person that's above me.
Does he happen to be in there coincidentally since I've seen
no,
him?
No, he's not here tonight.
Seems to me like I'm speaking to some random woman who's working there who wants to impersonate... That she's wearing the man pants here and is a regional manager. Right. The regional manager just happens to be in on a Tuesday night.
Well, I happen to live in Las Vegas, so yes, I happen to be here on a
Ridiculous.
Tuesday night.
Ridiculous. You obviously do live in Las Vegas, and you're obviously new money.
Well, I don't know what any of this means. So
you don't know what new money is? It's people
when
that
ready, when you're ready to tell me what the issues are and speak to me in a respectful
manner,
in the manner that I'm speaking to you in,
right.
Then we can talk. So you can give me a call anytime.
That's nice, honey. Do you want to write down my phone number?
I don't know why you'd want me to call you back.
Well,
I am a woman. After
well,
all.
Once you calm down, you can call me back.
I'm very calm. You're the one that's not calm.
Well, pass this number
calm.
On to the man in charge of things over there.
Well, I will give him your information, but I'm quite sure that you're not going to get a phone call from him.
Then I'll call back in.
He doesn't.
Where can I call him at? Where is he at?
You can leave a message for him here. What is
no,
your,
where's the corporate headquarters?
Valente?
Valente is all you need, Valente. I'm with Valente and Associates, yes, and I happen to be a CEO myself of Valente and Associates.
Great.
In Oklahoma City. And I don't have a habit of coming. I come here once a month to handle business. And every time I come here and I get the most substandard steak from apparent immigrants or something was going on here with these people that work here named Fernando and Gonzalez.
But now you're speaking offensively about race.
I'm Hispanic,
I'm not
sir.
Put up with it. Why don't you give me your phone number and you can call me back whenever you calm down and stop racial slurs and feminine slurs toward everyone on my team here. I'm not going to tolerate it.
Let's
what
see.
Is your phone number, Valente?
405
mm-hmm.
36.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, 405
mm-hmm.
6.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new number. 6. Mm-hmm. 6.
Okay, great.
And listen, honey, you just sit there and be pretty and make sure you get that message out to the CEO, as you said, honey. Okay, sweetie?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, baby. All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man, that's a firecracker right there. Wow. that's the worst it's ever gotten on this show with me and my belittling women. She fell for the hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, yeah, your old grandfather coming down.
Oh, dude, I hooked her. I hooked her big time. She fell for the hook, line, and sinker.
We need more firecrackers.
Nunu saying, call her baby, darling, and sweetheart, and sweet tits. You're right, I forgot sweet. Sweet tits might have been too much. She's a little too smart. I did call her man pants, so I like that. That's a funny thing I'm going to say from now on. I'm going to ask women when they're in position, that stuff like that. I'm going to ask if they're just because they have their man pants on. Strippers. Oh, man. All right, I was working on connecting on Syndicate, but it's dragging here. Fuck.
Syndicate ain't rocking for you.
I'm trying again. Give me a second.
Having a big donation.
No, it's there. That's what I'm supposed to be on. I'm going to be in trouble here if I don't get it. I'm 10 minutes late.
The door's open for you then.
No, it's my computer. Hey. Jerk, you're going to get me in trouble with Dino on that, man. What's wrong with you? You practically own the show now. No, seriously, though.
I know, it's not grand.
It's my fault because of the PC. It's a new setup for the PC. I got a new operating system on here. How do I know that Stick'Em is Windows Server 2008 compatible? It might not be. There's a lot of stuff that isn't, I learned. There's a lot of stuff you can't put on server.
Yeah, I can't even get Stick'Em on my OS X.
Listen,
that I have right now.
I've had a small 300 gig for the Madhouse. I use it for Madhouse only. It's 300 gig external hard drive that I run Madhouse. It backs up Madhouse automatically, everything. So in case anything ever happens, I can just grab it and go. And it keeps it a little centralized. It's like a double copy. It keeps a copy of the hard drive in the PC, in the server PC. Anyway, it's a Western Digital MyBook. It's supposed to be like a home edition. And it wouldn't fucking load up. I had to hack the damn thing to get it to load up in server 08 because Western Digital's like, oh, well, if you have a server PC, you must not be a home user. You must be a business user. So you need to buy the business, you know, fucking version of the external hard drive. That's like $300 or something like that. I'm like, what? I found a way around that. I didn't really hack it. I just had to go into the registry and change a key. And then do something else in disk management. I don't know. Some bullshit in the control panel. You're like,
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
You didn't know that shit.
That's nice, Mac boy. You're going to get one of those Mac pads? iMac pads? iPads?
Not for me and my mom, maybe.
Yeah.
It's for old people, is what it's for. It's for your mom. It's for your grandma.
It's for your mom.
You know, that's where it's all really for.
Your mom. Alright, hang on. Try and syndicate again.
Your mom, too. Your mom's gonna be Carlito. I know it's gonna be
I was thinking about these pranks that we could do. There's a website out there. It's called is it chatroulette.com?
Oh yeah, I heard about this.
I was thinking about going on to doing a show and just fucking with people. I'm gonna give it a shot right now, actually.
It'll be like just a quick in and out.
Yeah. I don't know where I've been typing this whole time.
It's only like a few seconds or something.
Fuck balls. Give me a second. Damn it, I fucked it up. Let me just take that break here. You know what? What time is it? 11:13. I'm going to pass on Syndicate. I'm not feeling it anymore, dude. I'm tired. But did Lonesome Loser send anything else here that was pertinent?
Okay.
Well, he sent in UK numbers. God dang it. I got to call UK. I can't not call the UK. What did R.D. Shawcross do?
Oh, yeah, someone's in the bitch. Someone in the chat room.
Brian Shawcross is a football player who goes around breaking other players' legs. Big dirty bastard. Tell him to be more careful. Ask how he would like it if someone broke his leg. Good point. Let's do that. Yeah.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
It's not typing anything in here. Fuck me.
Hello?
My damn keyboard isn't working. Hey. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Let me speak with Shawcross now.
Who's that?
This is Valente.
Who?
This is Valente. I'm calling from Lloyd's of London. He's been breaking legs.
Call from London?
That's right. Lloyd's of London.
Who is it?
I'm calling from Lloyd's of London. He's been breaking my client's legs.
Who has?
Your husband.
What are you talking about?
He's been breaking other people's legs, and I want him. I'm going to bring him up on charges. I'm bringing him
who's
up on charges. What?
Legs.
Your husband is.
Who are you?
This is Valente. I represent several people from Lloyd's of London. They're football players.
Football players?
He's been breaking their legs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Get out of here, woman. Put the man on the phone, please, honey. Go ahead, honey. It's okay, honey.
Right?
I said, it's okay, honey. You can put him on now. Thank you, honey.
He's not... I don't know what you're talking about. You've got the wrong number.
I need to speak to the man of the house. I don't need to speak to women.
You can't speak to a man in the house.
What are you doing?
In the morning.
No? So just women over there at this time? Do you stay up at night and not do your work like you're supposed to? Be sleeping, working with the man in the bed? Attending to the man and his needs? Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you attend to your man's needs?
What are you talking about?
Do you know the carnal pleasures of carnalness?
Hey?
Do you know the carnal pleasures of carnalness?
I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Do you know what carnal is? Have you ever heard of being carnal before?
Right?
Have you ever heard of being carnal?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen.
Go away.
Think about it. Just sound it out with me. Carnal. Carnal. What do you think it means?
What about that?
What do you think it means? Carnal. Think about
it. What do I think it means? You tell me what it means.
You know, it means when you're with a man. With your husband.
What about, so what if I'm not, you never, it's not nothing to do with you who I'm with.
No, sure
it is.
That? It has a lot to do with me, your husband and you, and being carnal with each other. It's important to me about you and your husband being carnal. Carnal knowledge?
Don't ring again.
I'll try not, oh, you know what, I will.
I won't, really I won't. I'm a pussy, I won't. I do what she says. Carnal knowledge, everybody. Sorry I'm late, Syndicate, but I'm here. I made it.
Oh, finally, yeah, good. Right, yeah, give him a full show now.
I'll give him the full show. I'll put my ass on the camera, inside the ass, inside my camera. There's a full show. I'll take a shit.
Whoa.
I'll shit the camera out of my ass. And that'll be my show for Syndicate. I'll shove a camera in my ass and I'll shit it out.
That's
Syndicate Lux. Yep. And I'll use the...
Struck out the books for.
Yeah, I'll use the USB mic on the camera too. That's what you'll hear. Shitting on the, out of the camera. Shitting out of the camera. Tonight on Syndicate Radio. Carlito will shit out his webcam. Thank you. I don't know who I'm calling. I got some number here copy pasted. I don't know who I'm calling. Hippie the Clown? Jesus. Hippie the Clown.
Hey, you reached Lee. Hippie the Clown.
Shut up.
Mailbox number, please.
Hmm? Oh, fuck it. Alright, gonna work. Hippie the Clown is on. It's going straight to voicemail. So either the phone has died or they're on the phone with someone else already. Speak Easy, Liquor and Market. Or we could call somebody back calling about this MacBooks. I'm gonna call the earlier tonight, about a half hour before the show, someone texted about the MacBooks that were placed on Craigslist. Using the mouth line, the 405-39 mouth line that we use here now, and the guy was asking for these MacBooks that we were saying that we're selling because I have to move. And he's asking how many, and I said, I got five spaces. He's like, five spaces? That's funny. Let's call him. Now you get his phone number, too. Go crazy with him. Talking about spaces. Any chance RBCP would be interested in starting his show early? That'd be awesome.
RBCP. Start your show. Early start your show. Relieve me. Release me. Release me.
Yeah, you're interested in those MacBook spaces?
Yeah, how much does it cost?
What's going on over there?
Huh?
What's going on over there?
I'm at the studio.
Are you colored?
Huh?
Are you colored?
My what?
Are you colored?
As in my skin?
Yeah, you color. You're colored.
Why?
I need to know for the application.
Yes.
You're colored? We don't have any MacBooks.
What?
We don't have any MacBooks.
Why not?
Where'd you get this number from, sir?
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, if you're colored, we don't have MacBooks for colored people, for colors.
What?
I said we don't have... Hello?
Why not?
Because about a year ago, we had a colored guy come in here for a MacBook. We were selling for $299. With some software, and he ended up stealing some other stuff and brandishing a weapon.
So you can't sell me a MacBook because I'm black?
No, because you're colored. Like, it doesn't matter that you're black, but you're colored.
Alright, well, I'm not colored. I was just kidding. April Fool's. I'm white.
No? Okay.
Can I get one now?
Yeah, you can. Did you want to meet in public, or?
Huh?
Did you want to meet in public?
Man, fuck y'all, bye.
You guys in the studio. Well, I had fun with that. That was kind of weird. I know it's all the colors. Yeah, good point, Corrupt Corruption. Gold Star for Corrupt Corruption. It's not even April yet. That's stupid colored. Those crazy colors. There you go. Corrupt Corruption, I think, wins the night with one gold star unless we start giving them out all of a sudden. Color does sound weird. We had a colored show a few weeks ago. It was released finally a few weeks ago. We called it the color. I titled it the colored show because they kept bringing up colored. Anyway, I'm asking RBCP to relieve me early. That's what she said. I wonder what that guy does in the studio. Should call him back and act really dumb, like, yo, is this MC Dog, yo? MC Yo-Yo. Alright, people, I'm trying to get Brad take over here, RBCP. Because I am way too tired. I'm like, I've done this, like, normally on a regular, you know, back when we're on Thursday nights, I just end the show right now, literally. I'd be calling executive decision as I call on and end it. But I don't want to just leave open air, you know, for 30, 40 minutes while Phone Loser tries to make on the Phone Loser station. One Madhouse dollar equals 1 billion shillings. RBCP's ready. RBCP, all right, cool, let's end the show. I want to thank, let's call Milkman first. Let's see what's happening to him. Gotta call him, that crazy old bastard. Gotta find his number here. Here we go. Make sure I turn that down. Make sure no one can hear it. There we go.
You have reached mailbox of...
Oops.
Voice message, plus one.
Oops. That wasn't Mill. We're just calling Brad Carter. I guess now that we made a big mistake there, let's go ahead and end the show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. This is Matt.
The guys for editing and the podcast. It's from now.
No, I'll leave that in the podcast. I don't care. There you go, guys. Have fun with that. He doesn't answer that phone anyway. I don't think he does. Alright, that's him calling back in. Don't tell him what we did. That's a 481 area code. Is that someone we pranked tonight? Because if not, I'm not going to answer it. I'm going to bed. Alright, RBCP's taking over now. This has been Madhouse Radio for March the 2nd. What happened to the song we were just listening to? Jesus. RBCP's taking over here now, as soon as we go off the air on Cacti Radio. If you're going to be angry with me that I'm ending the show early, then just flip on over there. As a matter of fact, as I always say, you're commanded, if you're listening to Madhouse Radio now, you're commanded to go over to cactiradio.com, get off the mouse stream, temporarily only, until he's done, and you go back to where you were. Don't make me angry. It's been a good show. We had a good time, right, Tuck? We didn't do that bad.
Yeah, this is for just a month. For having an episode in the can. When you put it in the history books there in the archives. Yeah!
Yeah. And, yeah, especially the fact that less than 24 hours ago, I was in the process of still reformatting this server PC. I recovered really fast. And yes, Mikey129, we did revisit the Croatian-Italian. And we even called the UK, so Nunu can't get too mad.
Sounds pretty good, too.
All right. We're out of here. Thank you, everybody. Catch you next week. MadhouseLive.com, TuckerMike.com.
Night, everybody. Children, yeah. Children,
yeah. Crazy fucker asking if, what? Did Seagull shit on my shirt? You know what? Asshole. I listen to the fucking Alex Jones podcast all the time. Hurry up and call back in, crazy fucker, because he calls in the Alex Jones radio show, and he makes it on the podcast sometimes, and it's hilarious as shit whenever he does. And he's heard him a few times, and he listens to his podcast pretty regularly, I think, and he'll tell me, yeah, crazy fucker called Alex Jones radio show again, and I'll listen to it. It's really funny.
Yep. Might make Alex Jones actually listenable for once.
Hello.
Hey, Carlito.
You gotta be quick, man.
Okay, man. Like, you just came on Syndicate about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but I'm tired, man. I've had 8 hours of sleep in the last 72 hours or so.
Okay, but check this out, man. For the last couple hours, it's been the Billy Mira show on here.
Was it better? What is it, crazy fucker? What do you think?
Man, there's no such thing as good or bad or better or worse. There's only what is, man.
Billy Mara is a disrespectful asshole is what he is, and I don't like him.
Well, man, that's like, we only heap hot coals upon ourselves. We only heap hot coals upon ourselves whenever we judge somebody else, because all we're doing is looking in the cosmic mirror of our own temporal little brains, right?
Right,
true. I mean, everything's a fucking illusion, right, Carlito?
Yeah, you got a point, man. And who even, in the end, who freaking
isn't, Merlin, name something on this planet that is not an illusion. I will ask you, sir, I will give you $1 billion if you can tell me one thing on this fucking planet that is not an illusion.
The orgasm.
That's the biggest illusion of them all, man. That's the biggest illusion of them all. The orgasm is the biggest illusion of them all.
All right. Why so? You don't have them?
Well, listen to me. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
It's because everything is an illusion. I mean, how long does an orgasm last? About
5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, geez, dude. If you have an orgasm that lasts 5 minutes. Really, I'll fucking, man, you're
it's
like
easy.
Some,
it's easy to
you're
do
a
it.
Fucking, man, I'm telling you.
No, I read online. It tells you, you can do it. You have to, it's a certain way that, all
right. Right. That's called tantric yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just another form of the perversion that they're putting down on the people to keep them distracted from what really matters in their life, and that's, love, peace, and joy.
No, you just touch the taint. You just have to massage the taint. And you do Kegel, you
right,
lift your Kegel
right,
muscles
right.
back and forth.
Really?
Yeah. Try it.
The taint,
and your Kegel muscles, you have to massage, you lift them back and forth. I keep raising them up and down, and you can keep it going.
Your right. Kegels. Well, yeah, yeah, but isn't that an illusion, too? Isn't your Kegel muscles, and isn't all existence on this planet really an illusion?
Kind of,
like,
yeah.
We think it's real because we're in the meat realm. Right?
Right.
It's like we've conscripted certain species to die, but we think that we're the ultimate fucking species, right?
Yeah, we think we're on top of everything. What right,
right
do we have?
We think we're on top of the food chain,
what
right?
What right do we have, crazy fucker?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Here's a little quick story by Native American Indians. It's called The Bird and the Worm and the Man.
All right, go.
All right. The bird eats the worm, and then the man eats the bird, and then the worm eats the man.
The worm doesn't eat the man. The worm's too small. To eat
yeah,
the man.
When you die, brother, the worm's going to eat your ass, unless you're fucking incinerated. That's the only thing you can give. The only thing you can give as a planet Earth is your shit and piss in your body when you die to let the other living life forms around you that are on every kind of level, from a molecular level all the way up to the great whale that should swim in the ocean. Oh, by the way, Carlito, you're down there in fucking Florida. Was you at SeaWorld when that whale, the killer whale, ate the handler?
No, I wasn't, sir. No, sir.
But you was close by, right?
I'm in Orlando, that's right. All right, everybody, we're going. Thanks, Chris, fucking for calling.
Now, wait, Carlito, can I say one thing about that?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, now, it's your and my duty to take the Bush Obama Global Terrorist Crime Cartel and arrest them, and let's let the whales and the dolphins go back to the ocean, and let's put the Global Terrorist Bush Obama Terrorist Crime Cartel in the SeaWorld as a temporary holding facility for international terrorists, okay?
Kick ass. Good night, everybody. Thank you.